This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, beautiful people? It is Thursday and you are live with the Millennial Gen Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your boy, Kanye Palmer. I got Mark here. I got Sinclair on the couch. And we have some fire guests for y'all. But I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. Why don't we start with the lady? Tell the people who you are.
Okay, hi. I'm Miss Moody. I'm a makeup artist. I started a brand called Diosa Look, so I specialize in makeup, lashes, and brows.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. Gentlemen, which of you wants to go first?
All right, I go by the name of Suicide, musician, entrepreneur, radio DJ, personality, etc., etc., etc. A lot. We'll get into it.
Oh, shit. That's
I wonder what
dope.
Those are.
Damn. All right, last but not least.
My name's Saturday, and I'm a painter.
Okay, all right, shit. Nice. So as you can hear, we got a full panel of all kinds of artists in the booth. I'm very excited to hear from every single one of y'all. All right, so let's start with the lady again. Tell us a bit about yourself, like where you from. That's a good start.
Okay. Originally, I'm from Swaziland. So I was born in Swaziland, and then I was raised in Durban, went back to Swaziland, and now I'm here in Joburg.
Ooh, that's dope. Mm-hmm. Why did you do all that moving around? Was it chasing a dream?
No, moving around with my family. So, yeah.
Sorry about that. All right, that's dope. That's dope. Okay, and what got you into the makeup biz?
I'm good with my hands.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I'm not much of a person that's like on like the academic side. I'm not like interested or I'm not good, but with my hands, like I'm good with my hands. Like makeup, brows, lashes.
I feel like that's a lot of the people at this table.
I find it interesting.
With the hands, yeah. And not the academic stuff.
Dude, that was a whack ass joke, man.
It wasn't a joke, it's a fact.
It could be very, very easily misinterpreted. I think so. But anyways, let's talk about our guests. But yes, by people who have filthy minds, which there are a lot of people are like
exhibit
that.
A.
Yes.
Exhibit.
I'm not ashamed of it. I got a filthy mind, yo.
But it's unfiltered radio, so
right?
Yeah.
Right. Anyways, let's start with the painter, my man. What got you into painting?
So I've kind of been doing art my whole life. But this year, I lost somebody very close to me, and I kind of started painting and used it as a way of expressing myself and healing, kind of thing.
That's fucking beautiful, man. First and foremost, I'm very sorry for your loss.
Nah, it's okay.
Condolences.
Losing people is actually fucking terrible, and it's not something anyone should go through or go through alone. So, I'm sorry about that. And we're here.
Thanks, man. Brother.
So, tell us a bit about your work. What are some of your inspirations, or what genre are you in?
So I do abstract painting. For the most part, I paint moods, I paint auras, I paint like personalities as well. Mm. So like these ones right here, they're kind of inspired by people, and they just tell me like what they want, who they are, and I kind of just visualize their aura.
That's cool, man. Okay, so obviously because it's radio, people can't see what's in front of you, right? So I want you to paint a word picture for the people, but through your creative process. Does that make sense? Like the process you went through to actually physically make these paintings.
Okay.
Use that process to paint a word picture for the people. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Kind
okay,
of.
Cool, cool.
So basically my process comprises of me like just in a very like darkish room. And then I just put on really loud music and kind of paint what I feel. Obviously, there's some inspiration, but there's no real direction when I paint. It's kind of just happens on the spot. Very spontaneous.
I like that, man. And I can see it. Like, it's interesting artwork. And I mean, this is a lot of the stuff but a lot of artists are leaning more to this. Instead of just painting an outright picture, you're just expressing yourself with paint. And that won't come out in your basic squares and circles. And it'll come out and it'll be abstract and beautiful as that is.
Thanks,
that's
man.
That's dope, my G. All right, last but not least, man.
Yo, man.
Okay.
First and foremost, man, RIP to HHP.
Damn, dude.
Yeah,
sure.
So for me, it's a heavy loss because born and raised in Mafikeng. And for me, he's in, like, an inspiration is an understatement.
Yeah.
So the boy came in and he touched many of us, like your coolies and HHP. So Yeah, man, we got into music. I got into music, did the whole Motsoko thing. Didn't really work out at the beginning. And at a later stage, you know, I was like, oh, by the way, I can still sing, right? Mm. So, yeah, and then I jumped in. Suicide is the name, by the way. Have an EP called Mellow Music Makes Me Moody. And I do these abstract events called Save the Art. And this is basically a collaboration where you have a denim house that's going to be coming in Saturday, Miss Moody. And people are basically going to be like, you know, collaborating throughout all interdisciplinary art platforms. That's the word.
Ooh,
yeah.
Hey, man, I came prepared because I needed to prove Mark wrong as well.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Prove me wrong for
what? Because you were like, we can only use our hands. I was like, no, I can use my mind as well. So,
ooh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shots fired.
Okay.
Bam, bam, bam.
That's cool, man. Okay, yeah. So I have to ask, why the name Suicide?
The name Suicide is a direct translation. My surname, Pimelo, my name, Pimelo, and my surname, Muipulai, which in Setswana means suicide. Okay. And I was like, you know what? It's very hard to come up with a nickname, and I've had this since I was 14.
Shit. So you just kind of ran with it, steered into the skid.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
I like it, though.
It's a bit tough.
It is a bit tough.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a bitter pill to swallow.
Yeah. It makes people, oh wow.
But I mean,
makes people think.
But I mean, yeah, it does make people think. Yeah. So what type of genre are you in? What type of music do you make?
So right now the wave I'm currently riding is somewhat of an alternative R&B type of vibe. So I would link it with your Childish Gambino, your Anderson .Paak, but obviously based, since I'm from Mafikeng, I put the whole Motsoko aspect in as well, just to, like, you know, give it that home feel.
Very nice. Okay.
That's cool. So now do you do the full circle of your production thing, like the whole supply chain? I mean, do you produce your music, mix, master it, all of it?
I mean, I mix and master it to some degree. I am a sound engineer as well. I'm actually a lecturer at AAC. So I lecture first year sound engineers. And I used to produce, but now I collaborate. I think it's just better to, like, you know, have a lot of people coming in together and just have mixing in ideas. But other than that, I write the music and I sing and rap on it as well.
That's cool.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Who are some of your inspirations? And this question is across the board. Who are some of the people who inspired you to do what you are doing today? And it doesn't have to be someone famous. It can be anyone. It can be your parents. It can be your dog. Anyone.
I'll go first,
yeah,
I guess.
Sweet. Oh, thanks.
I don't particularly have any, like, aesthetic inspirations, like any artists or something like that. But the people that inspire me to do this, obviously the person that I lost, my uncle, very close. And just my loved ones around me. Someone very special to me, her name's Gatli. Actually kind of told me that, like, look, man, you have a gift, just continue what you're doing and ride the wave. Also shout out to Dana, she also told me that as well.
Damn, it's nice to have inspiring people in your life.
Definitely,
man. That's what all great artists have and need.
Yeah.
On to the lady.
So basically I'm inspired by creativity. I know it's not a person, but it's creativity. And also a lot of makeup artists, like, for instance, Makeup Shayla and Ross Posh. Yeah.
Hmm. Nice. Yeah. I like it. I don't know any of those makeup artists. Yeah.
Are they mainstream makeup artists?
They are very popular on Instagram.
Okay.
Internationally. Yeah.
And is that kind of something that you want to pursue yourself? Is kind of an influential makeup artist on social media platforms?
Yes, that would be amazing.
Damn, I like that.
They gain a lot of traction, so it's a very good field to go
into. And actually, there was a lady who was in the booth just before us for the show. She was spitting such bars. Oh my God. She was talking about, like, the hustle and how you have to literally make the best of everything that's at our fingertips, including Instagram. She was literally saying, all of our followers, that's currency. Money can be made of every single one of those likes, follows, all of that stuff. So we need to jump on it, especially our generation, because we know how to use that shit. Mm-hmm. We really know how to use it and use it well.
Can turn it into a full-time career.
Yeah, a full-time career, man. All right, and last but not least?
Inspirations, like I mentioned, the whole Motsoko catalog, WHP, Kulichana, Tuxinganga, Casper, and these, like, Mafikeng is a very small town, so I had the liberty of meeting a couple of these guys along the way. Internationally, Kendrick. But there's one person. Guys, my mom. Nah, shout out to that lady. Like, yeah, she's the real plug right there. I mean, it's she could have given up on me for, you know, dropping the ball, but she was there every single time. Maybe I took an L, and that just gave me more power to, like, you know, drive through the pain.
Yeah, there's nothing like a mother's love, for real.
Yeah, man.
Sure. My next and almost final question for yours is, what is your daytime hustle? So you told us that you were a lecturer.
Yeah.
You do makeup artist full time, right? And yourself?
I'm a student and a bartender.
Oh, okay.
I'm a med student, yeah.
Med student, shit. Ooh. Damn, actually, last week we had another med student.
Yeah, that's true.
We've got some really smart creatives coming up, man. It's great. That's really inspiring. Shit.
It is. Where'd you study?
Study at Wits currently.
Okay, yeah. The number one.
And are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
It's always the question, I guess.
It's a bit tough, but it's happening, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing I can say.
All right. So we unfortunately have run out of time. It's been such a pleasure having y'all here.
Mm-hmm.
But in closing, I want you guys all to say something to inspire someone who's listening who wants to be where you are. What's some advice that you would give them to kind of just keep going?
I would say, do you want to go first?
Ladies first,
there we go.
I would say, don't give up on your dreams. It doesn't matter what it is. Don't care about judgment and all of that. And yeah. And then whatever your dream is, harness your dream.
Mm. Yes.
Research.
Preach.
Keep going, yeah.
Boss, I like that. Who's next?
All right. Yeah, basically, man, you know what? Along the way, things get tough. And I had to create a whole entire like event thing. An event company and a creative platform because I couldn't get an opportunity to perform. So I created Save the Art, and that was from, you know, getting rejected. And I learned something that, you know, sometimes if someone else is not gonna, you know, put you out there for your own dream, then you gotta grab it. So for anyone else that took an L, got rejected, bro, just stand up and do it on your own. It works as well.
I like that. It's not about how you fall, it's about how you bounce back.
Yeah,
exactly.
Last but not least.
And I'm kind of going off what you're going, like what you said, but not to go on a tangent, but recently there was 4 suicides in Wits in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And just kind of a message to say, don't give up on life. You are loved. Trust yourself. You have a talent and you can contribute to the world. So do your thing. Don't be scared.
I like that. And that's something we've really been preaching on the show this year. How important self-love is. And how important it is to know that you are not alone. In no way, shape or form. So why don't you guys give the people your Instagram handles. Tell them where you can find you. Or your handles, your websites, wherever you can be contacted.
Okay, so you can find the music on Google Play, Spotify, Deezer, pretty much anywhere actually. iTunes of course. Type in Suicide, followed by 5 M's, which stands for Mellow Music Makes Me Moody. And yeah, man, get your Feel So Good in My Hole. Those are my jams. And YouTube, Save the Art. We have a video. We collaborated Sky Vodka the last time. We have a new sponsor coming up as well. So it's a whole vibe. And at @suicide_PTM. That's across all boards. Yeah.
That's dope, man.
Okay, mine is at @callmeest Instagram. And then the brand is at Diosa_looks.
Do you want to spell that out? Yeah.
Diosa_looks.
All right.
Nice.
And I actually don't have social media, but I'll make a Twitter account at @Saturday_12 or 97.
Okay, I like it.
12
all right, thank
or 97,
you.
One of the two.
You'll find it.
Thank you so much for coming in. I have not forgotten about your music, my G. Don't stress.
Ah.
So you sent me 2 tracks. Is one of them a live performance or are they both audio files?
So we have, you could play In My Hood, just basic dedication to Math Town. And then the beat is called Peace Beat.
Peace Beat?
Yeah, Peace Beat.
I actually didn't get Peace Beat.
You didn't get Peace Beat?
So I'm going to play In My Hood.
All right.
But thank you all for coming in. We appreciate having you. Keep doing your thing. Keep inspiring the people. Keep telling them they are loved because they are. All right, guys. Thank you so much. So,
thanks, man.
One last question that I have. When is your event, Save the Art?
Oh, Save the Art is on the 2nd of November. It's at my Boneng Gaslam Gallery. That's literally across Agog Gallery. And I forgot to mention, it's a denim beach party. Big shout out to Lime FX. They are the denim fashion house. So you gotta wear denim in order to be at the party. And Miss Moody and Saturday are gonna be you know, part of it as well.
Always nice to see young millennials doing the things out here. Hey?
Damn straight. All right, guys. So don't go anywhere. We have some more guests. But until then, we have In My Hood by Suicide. Enjoy.
Black child, please stay in your lane.
All right, that was dope. Shout out to our previous guests. Thank you all of you for coming through. But as always, we have more heat, more fire. Oh, Mark, you literally just broke the mic. No, I don't think that's supposed to go there.
That's cool.
That was a bit awkward. Anyway,
time for me to say hectic.
Thank you for finally joining us, Sintle. Welcome.
I am back, guys.
Guys. Why don't we introduce our guests? Yes. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Tell the people who you are. Should we start with the lady?
Oh, it's always ladies first.
Right?
It's all good. I'm Nontombi Hadebe, 28 years old from Diepsloot here in Johannesburg.
Welcome. Nice. Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My name is Vino Miller. I'm a musician from Madrid, signed to Black Boy Music, DJ Mapurisa's stable.
Yeah.
Welcome again.
Okay, welcome. So I just want to ask what you do, because he just told us he's a musician. Yes. And you are?
I make sure he gets the gigs.
Oh, okay, you're the manager.
Yeah. So I'm the owner of MH Media.
Okay.
We do artist management, event management.
Yeah.
And hey, man, personally, I'm an overall female hustler. If it makes sense, yeah. Money in the account, I'm there.
Shout out. I like that.
Yes, we like hustlers.
So
yeah.
Can I ask, since you're a media house, essentially, do you only manage artists or do you manage like other creatives, like influencers or like...
Yeah.
Are you trying to plug yourself?
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, man, you must always plug yourself in. You never know. Currently, it's only artists.
Okay.
But, you know... Like they say, the world is your oyster,
yeah.
And development, expansions, that's definitely on the table, but all in good time.
Okay. It's exciting.
And what got you into this? How did you go about starting MH Media? Or what made you want to start MH Media, rather? Sorry.
Well, I like things.
It's always a good starting point.
I like things. But in all honesty, I've played the corporate field. I've worked in government before.
And, oh, hectic.
Naturally, I've always gravitated to doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Previous to opening my own company, I was in a media space.
I was going
to
ask that.
And it just gelled. I loved it. It's crazy hours, but I really, you know, took a spin off the adrenaline.
Yeah.
And I am a hard worker, so I know what needs to be done in order to reach the goals that I want to reach. So that's how I pretty much fell into it. But as I got into it, then everything else sort of followed me.
Yes.
And I was like, Asambin, let's go.
Let's go.
I like that. Ooh, inspiring woman. Yes, I like that. Okay, let's move to the gentleman for a second. Yeah. All right, Mr. Rapper, singer, bit of both,
yeah,
of what?
A bit of both, yeah.
Tell us what got you into this music game.
Well, I started off at a very young age, primary to be exact. I just liked literature and like speaking, so I was like involved in like public speaking debates.
Mm.
Yeah, so, and I have a very competitive kind of, you know, nature to me. So, yeah, I just liked words and writing. So I also write. I'm writing a book too. So,
oh shit,
words,
very nice.
Yeah, so words are just easy to me. And then I was like, since I like music, why don't I just take the words and then, you know, mix the both, and
Definitely. It
worked out.
Can I ask what your book is about? Like,
well, it's a fantasy adventure type of book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Elora Griffins and the Barbaric Ballads of a Blinded Queen.
This is a very long name.
Wait. Come again? One more time? Let me just turn your mic up even. What was that?
Elora Griffins and the Barbaric Ballads of a Blinded Queen.
Oh, okay. Sure. Is it like, is there an acronym for that?
Yeah,
like,
let's shorten it up so. There.
Okay, there's no acronym. Yeah, but yeah, it's deep. It's like, okay, the way I write is very deep. I like painting pictures and I like using imagination.
Yeah.
With a bit of reality. So it's just the mashup of both, like tragedy, romance a bit, family and like.
So since
that's
it's like
sick, man.
A hint of reality, is anything of that inspired from your own life and experiences?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, most art is inspired by life, though. So
yeah.
I mean,
okay, but
sense.
He said there's like a bit of tragedy in there, so now I'm getting like
okay,
scared.
But the tragedy is not on my
it's
life.
Not your life, okay.
No, it's just
how long? How long is this project? How many pages?
Specifically, because I write like, you know, when you write, there's no time frame. You can't like put a time frame to it. So I've been writing it for like a good 5-6 years. So you can just imagine how far I am. Very
oh
far.
My god. 6 years. I was still in primary school. Oh my.
Well.
Yeah. Yo.
That is so crazy.
Damn.
So, and my little brother has a published book actually.
Your little brother. What?
Dude, what do your parents put in the food? What the hell? How old is your little brother? How old are you and how old is your little brother?
Yeah, okay. I'm 25 and then my little brother's like 23.
Oh my god, I thought this guy was like 10, guys.
I need to get my whole life together.
Yeah.
Shucks.
23-year-olds are out here with published books, and look at me.
It's just okay, you're hosting a show. Yeah, how many people can say they do that?
That's true. And I do it well.
Yes. No, he does. So how do you find balance between the music and writing?
The music makes the writing easy.
Okay.
Yeah, so the time was focused on just the book alone, I'd get frustrated. So I'd get like a writer's block and I wouldn't know how to get out that space. Yeah. So the music helped me get out that space.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the music balanced the writing. Actually, the music balances the writing, like, of the book.
You. Okay. So you started writing before.
Yeah, I started writing before.
And then you found music as a way to get out of writer's block, per se.
Yeah.
That's really dope.
Yeah.
That's I'm shook. I'm shook, man.
Some nice problem solving there, you know.
Damn.
Let me start singing. Maybe that'll help.
Dude. All right. Like so, my phone's ringing. Sorry about that. Who are some of your artistic inspirations?
Oh, there's a lot.
Name a few. Let's say top 10.
Wow. Top 10. Top 5. Relax, please.
Okay, musically.
Yeah.
I'd go for like Erykah Badu. Okay. I like how D'Angelo does his things and his music too. I like Bonobo Cinematic Orchestra.
Love them.
Yeah. Kanye for his creativity. Okay. I know now it's very controversial, but
yeah.
I really appreciate the man's creativity. He's very creative. Yeah. And Jay-Z, the business acumen, like,
yes,
the way he moves around, and yeah,
damn, that was sure.
It's
dude,
a powerful.
You
like,
have such
five.
A great story, man. Do you also do poetry?
Yeah, actually, I did. Like,
I had a feeling. Yeah. don't you want to drop a poem for the people?
Oh,
I know it's unprepared. I apologize, but don't you want to drop a poem? We're gonna talk to the lady for it, but you can think about it. You can say no if you don't want to do it. You can say no, but all of our listeners will be disappointed.
Wow.
But you can say no.
Don't listen to him.
What guilt tripping is this?
I'm sorry, do you know, I'm playing. I'm playing. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Because I know poetry is a really personal thing.
Yeah.
All right, exactly. Madam. Yes. Madam. So we know you have MH Media. Mm-hmm. What other types of hustles are you involved in?
Yo, guys. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's not like his top five. And
don't worry, we're ready.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I have a production house. So mm-hmm. they were talking about videography, photography, using the latest technology. So you've got your drones, your GoPros, your Osmos. Mm. So we're doing things in 360, man. We're out there. We really have a really powerful, awesome, creative team that delivers amazing, amazing videos. Apart from that, I also have a restaurant hustle.
Oh my gosh.
That's a tough one. Hustle.
You are so
that
inspiring.
I know
I want a restaurant one day.
Yeah,
so
same.
Goddamn bad.
Oh my goodness.
So absolutely, you guys are going to get invites to that official launch.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. We fill up the bellies, you know. We do the right things.
And
we
then
do
you
the
can
right
perform.
Things.
I mean,
yeah. You're putting the event together.
What's your restaurant called? Or is that not released information? Is
yeah,
it?
Not
okay,
yet.
Okay, can
not
you
yet.
Tell us the where genre, the type of cuisine, where
the
it's
genre
be.
Of the food.
Dude,
the genre
a restaurant,
of the food.
Okay, theme then. But a restaurant can't technically have a genre. Okay, anyways, I'm just making this worse.
Yeah. Point is that you will always come back.
Yeah.
That's what I can say.
Okay.
Also have a coffee shop and bakery.
Wow.
Oh my god,
we're just
okay.
waiting for with it's a new development, so really we're in the earthworks part of it, so that's now 2020, but that's already planned for done.
Sure.
And then have a new hit spot at a club called Olympus.
Okay. Wow.
Which is situated in Pine Slopes in Four Ways. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for events, a good time in Four Ways, hit us up at Olympus.
She's a hustler.
I like it. That's a hustler for real.
See why I'm with her. So you say your restaurant or the bakery is opening in 2020. How do you keep yourself like settled waiting for so long?
Well, the bakery is 2020, but the restaurant, we're good.
Okay,
we're just waiting for launch dates.
Okay,
come end of November, you'll be okay in your stomach.
So it's good because we're right in time for December. Yes. Everyone's ready to spend their money. People don't have work. Okay. Yes,
you know, we want your bonuses this week. So just to answer your question, because I have so many projects, you can take your mind off that waiting period, because you know, if one is due in 3 months, then you're working towards that, but you know, you've already laid the foundation for 2020. So I'm just that kind of person. I'm not working for that monthly income. I want it continuous. If I can look forward to the next 10 years and still be able to really see where my money will be coming from, that's what I'm about.
Definitely. That's, I think, so you speak a lot of truth there. Like, you gotta fall in love with the process of creating, you know, these empires.
Yes.
You know, instead of maybe dwelling on it's taking long. Of course it's gonna take long.
Yeah.
Gotta trust the process.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we are going to take a short music break to listen to one of the brothers' songs over here, but we will be back. You guys ain't going nowhere.
What do we got?
So we got Bay. Does Bay stand for something?
I think it's Bay. Well, aside
Bay. It's Bay. Okay, you know.
Guys.
Anyways. Okay, I feature a guy called Lee Paris there. So he does like the last verse on the song.
All right. All right. Okay, here it is, people. Ooh, that's a bit awkward.
Sorry, where is it?
It should be. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
I can't even tell it when you lie to me. Tell me what you want from me.
You've been drinking with your friends and I can tell it, babe. You've been smoking a lot of popping pills all night and day.
I just saw you hopping out of Benz. But would you ever ride for me?
You got issues with yourself, you try to hide away. Playing suicide, I gave you on a run away.
Dress you in Cabana if you want. We can even play a game of truth or dare, girl, if you want. I could be the one that we could be together if you want. I could stay your one, but all us pack a bag and kiss your lead. You was there when I had nothing, you was everything I need. Now I'm all us on a plane of money falling like the leaves. I guess this is who you are when you would never change to me. I just keep on hearing stories. It's better than ignoring. Your girlfriends call me V. You know me, I can give them what they want. And that's another story. I always keep it real, cause they just never know.
I can't even tell it when you lie to me. Tell me what you want from me. You've been drinking with your friends and I can tell it, babe. You've been smoking a lot of popping pills all night and day.
I just saw you hopping out of Benz. But would you ever ride for me?
You got issues with yourself, you try to hide away.
I know that you wishing that it worked. I guess that karma hit you first. Yeah, you wicked, yeah, you wicked. I just hope it really hurts. It's for all the time I put you first. Never saw me for my worth. Now I'm different, that I'm different. You just wanna make it work. Not that pissy out the turf. Oh, word. You playing games now. David Beckham with the curve, you are the wave now. So hit me up when all that ego gone. When all your friends tell you you lost somebody that you never get. And when they hit you, know that I be gone. I got somebody that would treat me like a motherfucking kid. I got that drink, you know it's super strong. Just to the ones that stepped on us before the story just begun. But to the door, you know that I be gone. Make your decision, is this what you want? Is this what you want, yeah? Tell me what you want from me.
You've been drinking with your friends and I can tell it, babe. You've been smoking a lot of popping pills all night and day.
I just saw you hopping out of Benz. But would you ever ride for me?
You got issues with yourself, you try to hide away. Playing suicide, I gave you on a runaway.
Hey, shit, guys. I hope we have Tory Lanez in the building. Shucks. That was so dope.
That was heat.
Sure.
Thank you, thanks.
Okay, so tell us, how long has that song been out for?
It's been out for like since end of July. Yeah, so it's just been 4 months probably, I think. Yeah.
Okay, and do you have a bae that inspired that song?
No. Actually, if you were to listen to the song,
I was listening.
It's not a romantic song.
Excuse me. I was listening to the song. So it was kind of like a would you ride or die for me,
yeah,
even
exactly.
if I didn't have like... You know, wealth and whatever. I was listening. Don't stress.
Good save, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about your label, man. Sure.
Yeah, Black Boy Music.
Black Boy Music.
So you're signed to a label, but you have your own label.
No, I don't have my own label.
You said your label.
Oh, like, no.
The label that
he signed. Okay, I was very confused. Oh.
But actually, you can actually be signed and have your own. Label,
yeah,
but
a lot of people are like that.
Yeah, but it's something you grow into. You don't jump into that because it's a lot of admin.
Oh,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up until I was in a professional label.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So how long have you been signed to them for?
Since when? When did I sign? I think February.
Yeah. Shit.
So you released February. That song "Bay" under them.
Yeah, I released the whole EP.
There's a whole EP out, and it's a
14 tracks.
EP.
Yeah.
I would advise all of you to go and listen to it right now.
So
it
what is
bangs.
It? Tell us where we can listen to it.
You can find it on Tidal, Apple Music, everywhere basically. Literally Spotify.
Is it on SoundCloud?
SoundCloud, it's everywhere.
Can I ask a question? Because obviously SoundCloud's a like free streaming platform, and like most people use it to get discovered. So when people like release their music on Apple Music, Spotify, etc., you can obviously earn money from that.
Yeah.
So would it be wise to remove it off of SoundCloud?
No. You know, like when you're starting, okay, I can speak in my case as a developing artist.
Go for it.
You just have to take it out everywhere. Actually, the whole process that works with Maphorisa specifically, it's organic. Like he believes in organic, in an organic way of doing things. So you just take it out on the internet. You look at Mlindo the vocalist, how he was discovered.
Yeah.
Because I'm under the same label as him.
Yeah.
He was just discovered over the internet, like... And then Amablessa was just released for free. It was never sold.
Yeah.
You know, but look.
It's a big song.
Yeah,
now.
Look at him now. Yeah. Like, he's like one of the top 5 artists in the country right now.
Yeah. Shit. And I think that really just speaks to what we were saying about trusting the process. You know,
yeah,
you can't
just
be quick to put it out there just to get paid now.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you're skilled. If you're really skilled, like you can make other music. You can make other songs. Because sometimes artists, I know studio artists, how they feel. They feel like they want to hold on into their music, and if they take it out they want to make money same time, and it doesn't work like that. You need to release stuff for free. Look at Drake, look at all of these guys, Nicki Minaj, whatever, they released so many free mixtapes that sounded like albums for free. But then because they're skilled, you know, they know that they can make other music.
If your work is good, the money will follow.
Yeah, exactly,
man.
Yeah.
All right, on to Mrs. Mogul.
That's hustle, yo.
Cookie Lion, that's who I was thinking of. Yes.
Okay, empire, there we go. And she is building her own empire.
That's what I was trying to say. Okay, so we're in the dying minutes of having you guys here, and it's been such a pleasure. Could you please just inspire the people? First of all, this goes to both of you, actually. Tell them what's next, like what's coming up. Like really soon, you know, and tell them what you guys have planned. Tell them your social media plugs and inspire the people. For everyone who wants to get where you are, who wants to be a hustler like you are, how do they go about doing that?
All right, so I'm going to start with the projects. So the big one being the restaurant, which is actually plugged into Olympus. So find Olympus in Pine Slopes and Four Ways. So, you know, hint.
All right. We like it.
Hint. We like it.
Yes, it's right there. So that's a big one that's coming up. And then obviously then MH Media, all your eventing needs, all your artist needs, all your production needs, we are your go-to. So, you know, honestly, it's not easy being your own boss. Because when you start, you're literally your own HR operations. Mm. That's been men.
Everything.
You
one
are
man army,
absolutely,
one woman army.
Exactly. And I am a mom to a boy, a little boy. And if anything, he is my why. And if you're really just looking to find yourself and understand what is it that I need to do? Why did I start? In fact, why did you start anything? Why did you want to go to university? Why you're an artist? Why you're an entrepreneur? You have to find that why. And I know a lot of motivational speakers, ideally, they're going to say the same thing, but it is so true. If you cannot find your starting point, ideally, you don't want an ending point because that's when the money ends too. But if you just have something that will really just, generate that positivity, it's not an easy road. It's that one road, that one strip of road literally that has the potholes, that has no road, that has no barriers. But, you know, the possibilities are endless. And I'm just, really surrounding myself with people that are on the same page, because that's another very important thing. The moment the circle starts to become very negative, or the moment you start bringing too much to the table and people start taking as kaftin, you must realize you need to change your circles. You really need to. So
I want to ask, how long did it take you to get to where you are today? I think a lot of people, maybe say, okay, no, there was luck, or someone had money, but in a lot of cases, especially in this country, that's not the case. So when did you realize you wanted to start on this journey of this entrepreneurialism?
So it's
not a word, I know, but go for it.
Power to you, brother. Create the words.
All words are made up.
Okay. So I can say it was 2 years back, but officially went into it in Feb this year.
Okay.
So it's honestly been 8 months of full hard going, I'm doing this
full time,
let's do the conversions, let's get it going.
I like it.
So for everything else, just looking at the time and putting everything into perspective right now, if you want to get a hold of me, across all platforms, it's MHmediaZA.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yay. Brother man,
yeah,
take it away, inspire the people and tell them where they can find you.
Okay, let me start where you can find me. Okay, it's on Instagram, it's at Vino, VYNO underscore Miller. And then on Facebook, same. And then on Twitter, same. At Vino underscore Miller. As a musician trying to break out, I can speak from a perspective of a rapper in the hip-hop scene. It's hard. It's not easy. I'm not going to lie. But if, like you said earlier on, if you have the skills, they will definitely pay off. It'll take you far. Like, and another thing is the time frame. You have to learn to be patient. Learn how to be patient. Patience is like everything. And then our times, our breakthrough times come in different times. Also accept that, because I'm from a point of having a click, and then you had a certain person blow up first, and then the rest of us feel like, it's taking forever. It's taking 2 years, 3 years. But like, really, it's just a matter of patience. If you have the skills, someone will hear you. And just keep on working. Keep on grinding. Nothing is easy. I was discovered over songs, actually through performance reputation, because I'd like really take performance very seriously. And I was like unknown. So people on stage would be like surprised, like, why are you so good? Like, who are you? So because I took my craft so seriously. That even when you look at me, you know that, okay, he's a musician.
Yeah.
As a nobody. So those energies build up. I believe in energy. Whatever you take out, you're going to get back.
Yeah.
So those type of energies, they bounce back, definitely.
Bars, I'm definitely titling this podcast Trust the Process, because shucks.
Yeah.
Guys, all right.
Can I shout out Mlindo, Black Boy Music, Zenga, Maporisa, yeah, my boys. And then Friday, Mlindo is doing an album launch at Levels Pretoria. I'll be out there. We'll be out there. Major League will be out there. Everybody will be out there.
You have my number. Let me know, guys.
Yeah, you'll shucks. Also be out there.
All right. So unfortunately, that is all we have time for, because we have one more guest. But guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate what you guys are doing, your music, your hustle, just everything. Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
So while we bring in the other brother, we're going to play your song, Hooker. So thank you. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back.
With daughters, no money. I need more bitches. Need a better plan for my high ambitions. I've been on the gram, dusting over bitches. I don't need nobody. I just want your body. Fly to Cali, wake up in Zimbabwe. A new Bugatti and a new Ferrari. I will never change. I'ma stay the same. And they call me Django with a bigger chain. I feel like a chef and I'm cooking this shit. Been here for long, I'm not new to this shit. They want me to press up and flick up the switch. And I might do it all with the flick of the wrist. Got the bag full of drinks and I'm down with the six. She got a man and I got a bitch. She was a fan and not in the mix. While you on the gram, I'll just pay some pics. I got a chain from my juke, yeah. Smoking a weed from my hook, yeah. My city deal on the lagoon, yeah. And it's your better color Uber, yeah. I got a chain from my juke, yeah. Smoking a weed from my hook, yeah. My city deal on the lagoon, yeah. And it's your better color Uber. Yeah, I could tell that you're fine, and I could tell it when you're lying. And most of my niggas are vicious, the vicious are dread a boat, I can't decide. I went to France, never been a purse. All my life, I've never been embarrassed. I say what I want, yeah. And like my idols, keep it honey, yeah. I be telling my story from riches to glory, from black and white pictures, so feel like I'm Kobe. My people adore me, they feel like they know me. When I'm in the club, don't you act like you know me. Don't act like you know me, don't act like you know me. If you got my money, then you gotta show me. If you got my bottles, nigga, better show me. If you got my models, then you gotta show me. They got the chain for my jewelry. Smoking away from my hook, my city they love me like Buddha. And it's your better color Uber. I got a chain for my jewel. Smoking away from my hook, my city they love me like Buddha. And it's your better color Uber. I got a chain for my jewel. Yeah. Smoking away from my hook, yeah. My city they love me like Buddha. Yeah. And it's your better color Uber. Yeah. I got a chain for my jewel. Yeah. Smoking away from my hook, yeah. My city they love me like Buddha. Yeah. And it's your better color Uber. Yeah, 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 the faster you go on, the better the road, yeah. It's better for you to be keeping me close, close, close. You hate when I'm high and I hate when you're sober. Keep on for the journey cause it's getting cold.
Way back when they hit me nothing, I was at a nigga that never called me back. Got me young voicemail, young repeat. I was living on hotels, no clean sheets. Mama told me don't look back, gotta do me. They hate when you do you, they talk to you. They play with your heart, then return it to you. I will never change, I can prove it to you. And now I got racks, racks on racks. Killing this whack cat on raps. Bringing it down, and when they say what's up, I got a purple cup, I'm sipping on it. Golden child with a gold tip. Gold plated with a gold check. My life is like a movie, man. He never knew me. Now they got me on show. Me, show me.
I got the chain from my jewel. Smoking away from my hook. My city, hey, they love me like Buddha. Hey, and it's your better color.
Shucks, guys. Yo, it banged. You're talking like me now. Yeah, girl. I'm not. It definitely shit. Thank you so much for coming through. Vino and Tommy, it was so great having you. But of course, indeed, we have someone else in the studio. He's actually my cousin. Woo-hoo! Like blood.
Nepotism.
Nepotism. Yes. All right. Wow. All right. So,
as Kanye would say, why don't you go and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Yales Njuguna. On social media, I go as Yaz the Student. Ooh. And I am a lot of things. I'm a scriptwriter. I'm a blogger. I am now an events person.
Oh.
Yeah.
I launched an event last week called the Broadcast Showcase, which was basically about giving young creatives a platform to kind of showcase what it is that they do. People who are mainly based online, a chance to have a physical presence.
Yeah.
Yes, we were there. That was a really, really cool event.
It was really sick. Thank you for inviting us. It was so much fun. We saw an exclusive preview of Tokoloshi, the first. Is it the first horror movie shot in South Africa?
It's not the first horror film shot in South Africa. There have been horror films in South Africa. I think it's the first one that has like a wide cinematic release in South Africa. But we have.
It's like the first mainstream, globally released.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it.
Shot.
Yeah, but we do have quite a few. The names are just uncoming to
Yes.
me. But I was.
There's like generations, and that was pretty horrible. I mean, horrible. I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding, man.
Tell us about Broke Ass Independence.
Broke Ass Independence. Well, okay. So Broke Ass Independence is a subsidiary of my main company. So I have a company called Enraptured Odyssey.
Ooh.
And Broke Ass Independence is basically like a youth-based studio, which I created to kind of, well, me and my brother created to kind of help bridge a gap between being a student and being an actual professional. Because being a film student, well, having been a film student, once you're actually studying and you get into the business, like, it's a complete 180.
Definitely.
Like, everything you learn is a is like, it kind of gets thrown out the window. So Broadcast Independence is kind of like a U studio that kind of gives a, like, low pressure environment for students to kind of understand how it is to actually shoot more in a television environment, because I was given a very big opportunity when I was 20. I was chosen as the first for the first Magic in Motion Academy by MNET.
Okay.
So that experience was a very great experience. It allowed me to work on shows like Issy Bae as a writer. Mm. I wrote four movies. Actually, the first the first movie I ever wrote and directed came out 2 days before my 21st birthday.
Oh my god! Wow. So congratulations, how many people can say that, guys?
Dude,
that's crazy.
So with that kind of experience, I decided that after the academy, it would be good to kind of start something of my own, to kind of start bridging that gap, because it was a lot for me to deal with. So Broadcast Independence, we kind of do web series which allow young writers, young actors, young directors, editors, whatever it is that you are, to kind of like a playing ground. And then the Broadcast Showcase is kind of like an extension of that, where we're now showcasing what all these people are doing. But the Broadcast Showcase isn't just stuff that I've made. It's basically a lot of great web content that you can find anywhere. Like, you had Love, which is from like Zigun Glovu, who I actually had never met until the showcase.
Oh,
I just really followed I followed his work. But it's basically, yeah, it's all about kind of youth empowerment and making sure that the next generation of filmmakers and musicians have a better time than the previous generations, because we have to keep getting better, and especially in the internet age.
And now is the time for that, you know, change to happen, because film and the industry is very young in South Africa. Although it's been around for a while, you know, to that kind of standard that we would like to see it at, I think now is kind of the turning point for it.
Because we are actually, I think we're like the fourth oldest film industry in the world. But literally in terms of working, we're...
You kind of see my face. It's like, how?
No, like, literally, I think because our film industry kind of dates back to the 20s. But in terms of the way that we see it now, it's kind of... It's only had like its really big growth around the 90s.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of becoming a big thing. Even television's kind of now starting to see more voices that are truthfully South African.
And the production value is definitely getting
increasing.
Higher.
Yeah.
Sure. Dude. Wow. That's incredible. I can't believe we're fourth in the world. I didn't expect that.
Don't quote me on fourth, but I know it's definitely in the like top 10 oldest. Yeah.
Somewhere way up there.
Yeah. It's way up there.
All right, dude. Wow, this is kind of the dying minutes. I'm sorry, everything just ran over today. So we don't have as much time for you as we should. So I want you to, first of all, tell the people where they can find all of your stuff on social media. Tell them about your blog.
And
tell them about
your
web series. Yeah. Tell them about all of that stuff and where they can find them. And then inspire the people.
Okay, well, we have... Actually, I'll talk about the two web series. We just actually dropped the final episode of our first web series today, called UMA. Mm-hmm. That's on YouTube, so you just either search the Unmanly Men Association or Broadcast Independence and it can come up. It's a comedy about a group of men who struggle to do historically masculine tasks, and then like have this kind of like AA group type of vibe, where they come and say, "Hi, I'm Watson Watson, I'm a manly man and then things just kind of unfold from there. And then next week we actually launch our new web series, which I think you guys saw the first few episodes
at the launch
called Pride and Petty.
Yes.
That one is the first one that I kind of wrote, directed, like from beginning to end. The really cool thing about it is every episode has music from a SoundCloud artist, South African SoundCloud artist. So I kind of made sure that the soundtrack
music bangs. And the whole web series bangs. I actually forced him to show me the whole thing in one sitting. He wasn't very happy about it.
I was trying to show him the first three episodes, and then he was like, "No, we have to just keep going."
Dude, it was so captivating. Dude, like, no, for reals. You guys must go and check it out.
Definitely. I'm keen.
Yes, dude. Okay, but unfortunately, I can see the next show host looking at me, giving me all the looks. But thank you so much for coming in. We'll actually definitely have you back on the show.
Because
we have a lot more to talk about.
And I want
to
know more.
Some of your artists that we saw at the Broke Ass Showcase are coming in, so it makes sense for you to come in with them. So we'll talk about that.
Yes.
But
can
thank
I
you
make
so much
a shout
for coming
out,
in.
Guys.
Go for it.
Shout out to the government for making sanitary pads VAT-free. And
I saw that.
Next year, 2019 April, they'll be supplied to all public schools. So I just thought that was amazing. Yes,
that is amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out the government. But we are done. We gotta go, guys.
Okay.
I shall see you
bye,
next
guys.
Week. Peace.
This is CliffCentral.com.